This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and we are live at State Fair Park for the Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show. Joined by two of the guys that are going to talk a lot about today's show. Randy Miller, owner of All Right Home and Remodeling and S&E Insulation. John Namey, owner of Namey Construction, and he sponsors. In fact, we are right in front of the student design display. And a number of four schools involved in this.
That's correct, Mike. Thanks for the shameless plug, Saul.
Yeah, well, the last 15 minutes you kept saying you better say that we're in front of this. We are in the middle of aisle 600.
Right.
If you come over when the doors open at 10 o'clock, I'll be doing my shows till noon here, and I'm going to stick around and MC a couple things and introduce a few people and shake hands, kiss babies, Randy. That's what I do best.
Are you a politician?
It sounds like it.
You would
sure
know, wouldn't you?
Like it.
Yeah. You remember those days?
I do remember
those
days.
Do you miss them?
In some ways.
I bet.
Yeah, I mean, it was enjoyable being part of the community, and obviously, as you know, I'm big on making sure that I give back to community.
100%. So. Yeah, that's
well, now you're part of this remodeling community
exactly.
That we have.
Huge
so.
Part.
Well, and that's exactly,
changed my
you
focus.
Said the words, that's why I sponsor this, you know, the Student Design Center, you know, to give back and to see what these kids are coming up with every year is unbelievable.
And the four schools, WCTC, MATC, Milwaukee School Art and Design,
right.
And Mount Mary College.
Exactly.
And look, when you get here, and again, a shameless plug, but Namey Construction sponsors it, you need to come and see these. Randy, you walked over there and said, wow, these things are unbelievable.
They're amazing. I mean, what these college kids are actually doing is just incredible. And, I mean, that's the fun of this show, is that we've got high schoolers and we've got college kids, all that are interested in the trades. And we're making sure that they're being showcased right here at this amazingly large home improvement show.
There you go.
You know, too, that when people say, hey, look, I'm going to come out for the first time to me. Well, who should I see? What should I? Look, you can walk through. I don't know if you can do it in a day, to be honest with you, if you're talking to different Nary members. But when you get a little tired, then you go and take a break and go watch, you know, Mad Dog and Merrill with their grilling stuff. Or you come over and over to the presentation spot and watch or get involved and guess the price. And some of the stuff that we do to take a little break if you want, interactive stuff, and then to be able to go watch these high school kids compete.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to a couple of the judges in the second segment. I think John Phillips and Bingo Emmons are going to join us. And we'll talk about 15 teams, 15 groups, from around the state competing. And
oh, it's phenomenal. I think it's 14.
Is it?
No, because so I think.
Maybe they joined. Well, actually.
No, 15.
I think it is 15.
Yeah, because Whitnall joined late.
Right.
I was talking to those guys. And
yeah, the Mighty Falcons showed up just a little late, but that's all right. They well, caught up.
Well, they applied later after we had everything dialed in. And, yeah, come on in and do that. And I spent some time with the team yesterday when I got here, and I was talking to them, and they're all freshmen. And it's like, okay, these are high school freshmen, and they were complaining because they were not up to the level that some of the other teams were. And I'm like, guys, you're freshmen. This is your first time here. You're not necessarily going to hit a home run the first time you're here.
Right.
Some of these teams have been here for 3 years already.
And they've been working. And you're look,
exactly.
Similar to sports, you're talking about 13- and 14-year-olds competing against 17- and 18-year-olds. Guys that have done
huge difference.
Huge difference. And we'll talk to a couple of judges in the second segment. Randy, I thought yesterday was a really good Friday, and I can tell you that today's going to be a huge day. And I was telling John that when I worked for some professional sports teams, when I would start getting calls, or as a high school basketball coach, 4, 5, 6 days out from the game, from all kinds of people going, hey, you know, are you going to be there? Am I going to have trouble getting in? Can I get tickets? All of that. Saturday's going to be a really good day today.
You know, this whole weekend is just a fun, fun weekend. And to give you an idea as far as the amount of buzz that's going on, we sent to our customers and to people that we have email addresses just to end up seeing if anybody wanted tickets, right? Anticipation-wise of, 10 people would end up replying back on an average, right?
Oh, yeah.
We had over 100 people requesting tickets.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
And that was in a matter of like 3 days.
Can I ask you guys, because you guys have been in the business for a long time, what does that statement say to you, John, about the economy and about where people's mindset is to get some work done?
Well, the economy is booming. People have more money in their pockets, and they are fixing up their homes. You know, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, it was, we would get a call, you know, my front door is leaking, you know, can you come and look at it? Now, they want a new front door, but then they want to do the entire entrance.
Yeah.
You know, and we have people that not only want to replace their kitchen sink, but let's gut the kitchen and do an entire kitchen remodel.
Hey, sure. Randy, that whole, and we've had this conversation, and Bingo's to my left, and I've had it with him as well, that the days of this is what I need, and I'm going to go to the home improvement show, and I'm going to meet a couple of people for my need, and then I'm going to get in my car and get out of here.
Oh, it's long-term planning
that
for
is gone.
Different projects.
They have two different sheets of paper. Okay, I got two needs, and I got 17 wants, and I'm going to get the two needs done. But if I can get a couple of these wants as well, and I watched yesterday, I talked to a couple that was, after I introduced Mad Dog and Merrill, they came up and they watched around the corner.
Sure.
So the guy was like, hey, when you were in this market, why didn't you talk about this team? I said, you be quiet. You do your own show, pal. We laughed. And I said, hey, tell me what you guys are doing here. And he said, well, I'm here because we need two windows. In our kitchen, it's bad. My wife is here because she's got a list. She wants this, and she wants a second bath redone, and she wants. So to be honest with you, we're going back and forth. We have an idea what we want to spend. I mean, this is how far out. What we're going to spend in 2020, we're just trying to figure out what projects we can get done within our budget and what's 1, 2, and 3 on her wants.
Homeowners don't necessarily understand the importance of long-term planning of projects because one is going to end up affecting the other. I can't tell you how many times people end up telling us, or I'll be honest, even in my own household, you know, you redo a bedroom. What does that lead to? Got to redo the kitchen.
Right.
You got to
right.
redo that hallway. You got to redo a family room. You
yep.
got to redo. So one dictates what's going to happen next, whether it's the color schemes, whether it's the materials that are being used, if you have an open concept, even on the outsides type stuff that we end up doing as well. If you're going to replace your windows, what color scheme do you want to end up having for your windows and the window trimming? Because if you're going to plan for your siding in the next 3 to 5 years, well, start planning those thought patterns out now.
Look, and that's the important thing about coming to the show today.
Yep.
Because
you
when you're talking
that.
About a guy like me, and you guys both know my mindset, when I don't think that way. I don't think that. And I would bet that 85% of the people are more like me than like you.
Mm-hmm.
So then to come here and say, look, we're thinking about doing this, and to have somebody like Randy or John say, great, you know what, good for you. I think that's a great starting point. But understand what that should lead to here in the next couple of years. Common guys like me don't think that way. And to be able to talk to you about it is important.
Well, the other thing about being here, not to
yeah, no.
beat you up on the statement, but or beat you to the comment, but the other thing is there's enough of the contractors that are here that work so nicely together that are not necessarily identical type companies.
Right.
I mean, both of these guys that are standing next to me, I've worked very closely with, gotten referrals, given referrals, and projects that we've worked together on, whether it's been Bingo or John Neamey. Both of them know they can turn to me as far as with the exterior remodeling, and we'll be the company to end up being the expert to end up helping out.
That's a perfect example. I had a couple come in my house. They have a – or in my booth yesterday.
It's your house.
My
weekend.
House. There you go.
It sure is,
that's
Mr.
where I'm
Chairman.
Living. You know, I spent date night with my wife there yesterday.
I saw you guys holding hands.
Well, you got to do a little bit of that, you know, keep the boss happy, you know. But they walked in. They have a house in Bayview, and they're like, well – we're thinking someone put these double French doors in a bedroom, and we want to close that off. And I says, well, we're going to need to address that, so we're going to need to repair the siding. And he's like, well, no, we want to do all new siding on the house. So I says, well, I work with Randy from All Right Remodeling. His booth is right around the corner, you know. And then filling in that door, it's like, okay, we're going to need to get Bingo involved because they're going to need to come in and do all the plaster repair.
Right.
You know, so it's necessary to have a team of people that you can rely
What's
on.
What's funny is when I get asked about from companies that aren't NARE members, and they'll say, I don't think we need to do that. We don't need to spend that money, and it's not very much money to be a NARE member overall.
Right.
And I go right to that. I go right to that. Look, what you're missing is that part of it, that networking, that hanging out with guys of the best, to be able to say, hey, look, if I need this, look, Bingo Emmons has talked about, you can't believe how many times I'll get a call on a Thursday at 2 o'clock saying, look, I'm in the middle of a project, and I need help. Because for us now to finish, we didn't expect this, but we need you guys to come out. And he's like, look, I'll send somebody out. We'll take care of it. We can't get there till tomorrow at 8. And boom, that's how that thing works. And it's all about networking and getting guys that are going to work with you.
Bingo knows when we call and there's a problem, this is not a one-time deal. If you're a homeowner and you call them, they're going to say, well, you're going to need to get in line. We have all these other jobs scheduled.
I know that.
You know, and it's the same with my plumber, my electrician, you know, the guys that we work with, it's the same. You know, and you talked about the remodelers here and how tight of a family we are. I had two of my competitors come into my booth yesterday, and they said, hey, did this guy come and talk to you? They were in their booth, and they're up on the north side, and this guy lives down in Franksville, and we're in Oak Creek. And
they
won't go down there to do that. It's not worth it for them. So they sent him into my booth. So I have my competition. We're bidding on jobs together.
Yep.
Referring me to jobs that are outside their work area.
He is John Namey. He's the owner of Namey Construction, also joined by Randy Miller. He is the owner of All Right Home Remodeling and S&E Installation, and we are at State Fair Park. The doors open up at 10 o'clock. And, look, a lot of people think that this is the start of spring. I don't know yet, but I'll go with that. What the heck?
Well, the weather outside doesn't tell us that, but it is.
It is the NARE Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show.
We're more
show.
Reliable than the ground.
Yeah, 100%. And that's not saying much. I got to be really honest with you. And, again, when you come out, look, there's a lot of people to talk to. Make sure when you stop in. You get some raffle tickets for the Milwaukee NARE Foundation.
Yeah.
They do great work with scholarships.
They do, absolutely.
Equipment. And I think that they're really kind of getting to be more out there with what they do with Foundation. And I love the fact I've always been a big Foundation fan because I think they do things a little bit behind the scenes where I want them out getting on the mountaintop shouting what they're doing. But there are scholarship dollars available. They've got a great raffle going on. Look, you're going to benefit kids and people that are displaced workers that want to get into this remodeling industry and go back to school. And there's scholarships available, and that's what they're raising money for, and they do a great job with that.
We've seen a big push from the NARE members and Milwaukee NARE in general, or NARE Milwaukee.
There you go, John.
You know, in general, to really focus our attentions on the upcoming high school kids and college kids, because as we walk around and we talk to our competition and everybody at the show, our biggest problem is workforce.
100%.
We can't find enough people who want to be in this field.
And you know what that's called in my business? A segue. And so we're going to get to an earlier break than normal, and we're going to bring on Bingo Emmons, who's really involved with that part of this, because he sees the future. And he says, look, we need to get these high school kids engaged in this. And he's one of the judges at the Skills USA contest.
He's not just a judge.
Oh, he is the judge?
He is the guy.
Man, I was wondering why that high school kid was slipping him a 20. I don't know what that was for, but I'm just telling you.
Coffee and donuts.
I don't think that works with Bingo Emmons. We'll get to a break, and we'll talk to him. And I think John Phillips might join us as well. If not, Bingo can certainly talk about what's going on with these high school kids in the Skills USA, part of the Nary Show. Come on out. Doors open at 10 o'clock. We're at State Fair Park. Again, I'll be doing my shows all the way through noon, and I'm going to stick around until 5 o'clock and MC a few things and introduce some people on stage. We're in the middle of aisle 600 if you want to stop by and say hello. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. We're live at State Fair Park for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Come on out. Doors open at 10 o'clock. It's going to be a really good day here. A lot of stuff going on. One of the things that we've talked about a lot with Bingo Emmons, who's joined us, he is the judge, from what I understand. I'm sorry. Let me get the he's the director of competition. Man.
Yeah, it's not just the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show. It's also the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show and the State Skills USA Team Works Championship.
There it is.
Whoever and wins this goes to the national.
15 teams competing?
Yeah, well, we have 13 teams here. The 13 best teams of the state are here. And then whoever wins this goes to Louisville, Kentucky.
And so talk a little bit about these guys. Do you get them together on Thursday night? Is that how that works?
Yeah, we had an orientation on Thursday night. You know, we had some, you know, had a little dinner for them and then orientation, and that's the first time they get to see the plans. So you take the plans back to their motel room. They look at them, and then you come up with a game plan, and then you hit it. And just in the last 5 years.
Four people to a team.
No counselors, no parents, no teachers. They're not even allowed to have cell phones in those areas, so they can't be. They literally have to do this on their own. They can't ask questions. We have real live building inspectors. We have two from the city of West Allis and one from Wauwatosa, and to actual building inspectors. And they look at it and they treat it as if it's a regular job. If you cover a wall before it's inspected, they'll make you take it off. Everything as if it's a real live job.
And what are they building?
Well, they're building like these little mini houses.
Okay.
You know, they have a roof on them. They have the walls, you know, flooring, you know, install a window, install a door.
So when I stopped over there yesterday, and I've said this in the past, I right away look at who the captain of the team is, and you can tell without.
Well, it's actually part of their team. During yesterday, they had to actually have a team during the lunch. They actually have to do a presentation. Well, somebody's in charge. Somebody's got to be in charge. Someone's in charge of electrical. Some guy's in plumbing, and somebody's doing the carpentry.
Man, that's awesome. And these are high school age kids that are learning to work together.
Because some teams are just freshmen.
Yeah, John was talking about that, and he said they're getting a little frustrated because they didn't feel like they were at the level. But it's like, guys, they've been here 3 years.
I went and talked to them. I said, you know, you're going against people. This is their fourth time doing this, right? And you guys are, you know, I'm talking about Whitnell.
Yeah.
I was talking to Whitnell. He says, these guys are, I said, you know, you guys, for your first time, you guys look fantastic. This is your first time at state competition as a team. I mean, the judges, I mean, the parents, and, you know, they'll come up, they'll ask me questions. Hey, you know, we're looking at these. I said, you guys have to figure it out. Just like you would in a real job.
Yeah. Hey, talk a little bit about Skills USA. Look, and we've had this conversation because you're the guy with Nary and that is the tie-in with Skills USA. And throughout the state, Skills USA is pretty big. Southeast Wisconsin, I think we're lagging behind just a bit with some of the things that Skills USA offers to high school-age kids throughout the state. And I think we're getting there. We're starting to catch up.
Well, most people think about DECA. You got DECA, FAA, and then you got Skills USA. Those are the top three, you know, that are in the schools. Yeah, there's 3,000 members of Skills USA, of members of just for the state of Wisconsin. I mean, they're all over the country.
Right.
What Skills USA is, it's a team partnership between high schools and industry. And we're all, you know, there's a skills gap. We all know what it is. these kids here, every single kid out there could get a decent paying job without even going to high school.
They've been
without
offered.
Going to college.
Well, they've been offered.
Yeah. Companies keep coming, hey, can you have my business card to them? He said, no.
Yeah.
You can talk to their teachers, but you cannot talk to
them. I'm not going to say his name, but I think he's one of the owners at Story Hill Renovations. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey.
But he's like, you know,
here's a resource as a business owner that I'm over there and I'm looking at potential hires.
Yeah.
You know, they have to get through high school, but they want to be in the industry, and we need them.
There's girls there. You cannot believe it.
Oh, they're good.
The skill and
swing
the talent.
And hammer.
You're like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, and so that part I think we've gotten better at. I believe that this industry, because we continue to talk about it, and I think schools are starting to go back a little bit to where they should have been. It was 90% you should go to a four-year college. You're at 80%, 10%, maybe a two-year college. Maybe you should go to the military.
Right.
Maybe you might want to look at the trades. Well, you know what? People are understanding different now that's a really good option for kids that are getting great, you know, good grades in high school, but just don't want to go on to college. They don't want the expense of that.
It's a forgotten industry. We always talk about the skills. There's people that forget about it. There's a group of people that like to work with their hands and are proud of it. I have my son. He accepted an MOSE scholarship. He wants to do what he's doing. He wants to be with his hands.
Right.
Right? And there's people there. People are just like, oh, no, you have to go to college. You do not have to go to college and go in debt.
Yeah.
You can have a high-paying job.
And be really proud of the work you do.
Oh, yeah. One of my employees, both of his parents are teachers. He was right into college when he graduated. He spent a couple of years there, and he's like, Mom, Dad, I don't like this.
Yeah.
You know, so he went back. Dropped out of college or quit going to college, but then he went back to college, to MATC, and went through the carpentry program. And he's been with me for a little over a year now, and just phenomenal young man.
Man.
You know, I have a lot of potential I see in him, and, you know, he's going to be running a crew down the road here. He's actually, first time he's going to be working my booth with us. You know, and seeing the back end of the business.
Sure.
You know, but there is good potential for these kids. And for too many years, we've been pushing everybody into college. Well, not everybody is suited for college or sitting behind a desk, you know.
Right.
Which I do now a lot. I'm driving a desk, and there are days where I wish I was back out in the field swinging a hammer again. You know, my guys hate it when I go back out in the field.
Oh, I
you
bet.
Know?
Here comes Namey. He is John Namey. He's the owner of Namey Construction, also joined by Bingo Emmons. He's the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. And we're talking about the show today and Skills USA. Let's kind of transition, if we can, Bingo. The show yesterday, I thought attendance was good. I think today is going to be phenomenal.
Yes, and you got to get here before 2:00 because the competition ends at 2:00. You know, we're going to leave their work on display until Sunday to end their show.
Right.
But if you want to see this in action, come down here and especially the final hour or so is going to be pretty exciting.
When do you start judging then?
At 2:00, they have to stop.
That's when
all those judges.
How many judges and who are they?
Oh, we have electrical. We got Parkland Electric. We actually have the City of Wauwatosa Electrical Inspector.
Okay.
I don't know if I should say his name or not. I don't know the rules on that.
Right. No, I don't say it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, we have him, and then Joe from Current Electric.
Okay.
Then we got Dan Kelly's from Plumbing, Brian from Bowman Plumbing, and then we have the Wauwatosa City Inspector.
And how will this work? Will you guys, like, you have a scale of 1 to 5 and you mark off and at the end? Or
there's a total of 300 points when you get done with it, including uniforms.
Ah.
You actually get graded on. You can't, you know, just like a real company, you got to have steel-toed shoes on. You got to have uniforms on. You got to wear safety glasses. You got to wear helmets. You got to wear all that. You got to walk on a ladder properly. You know, you can get dock points for doing. There's a lot of things you get dock points on.
Man,
besides just having to read the plans and build a project.
I got a feeling that I'd probably ace this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What, 0 to 300, I'd be at, what, 298, something like
you
that.
You wouldn't even have to show up today.
I wouldn't even
you've been
have
dumb.
To show up today. Hey, so people come into your booth on a weekend like this. What are most people asking you and talking to you about during the spring show?
During the spring show? What happens to me is people like Randy and those guys, you know, they keep sending guys your way. They say, hey, you need to send somebody, especially Jordan. Jordan is like, he should be working for Creative.
Well, You know what? I got a guy at work, Chris Tarr, that was looking for a roof in Oconomowoc that would he would be Jordan's agent. He came to me and said, look, I should have come to you first. However, I had two companies come out. I can't work with either one. Can you send somebody out? Called Randy, called Jordan. Jordan went out. Yeah, now he's his biggest advocate out in Oconomowoc.
Yeah. Yeah, I just looked at a job the other day with Randy. I said, I need a price on it. Now he wants to come out and look at it and measure it properly before he gives me a price. Yeah, what is wrong with him?
Man, that's not the old Randy Miller we used to know. He'd just throw a price your way.
That's Grandpa Miller.
That's great.
Things
right.
change when you become a grandpa.
Things
so.
Have changed a little bit.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bingo, thank you for stopping by. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for stopping by. If you're going to come out, make sure that you get here before 2 o'clock. And head over to Skills USA and watch these high school age kids in action. That last hour is going to be really exciting because they're going to want to finish this thing, make sure it gets done. The communication skills that they have to have the last couple of hours really impaired so that they get this thing done.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. Whoever wins this goes to Louisville, Kentucky.
Goes to Louisville, Kentucky. He's Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Stop out and again, you know, cheer these kids, these high school kids on. You know, let them know that you appreciate the work they're doing. We're going to cut you loose. We bring back Randy Miller, and we'll continue to talk about this year's show. We are live at State Fair Park. It's the Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show. Doors open at 10 o'clock on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show and the air guitaring of Randy Miller on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We are live at State Fair Park for the Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show. Doors open at 10 o'clock. I'll be here middle of aisle 600 doing my youth sports show, talking West Dallas Hail football with the first year, now second year, head football coach over there. And we'll talk about their youth program. And then the East Troy basketball team is going to join me here at 10 o'clock. They're having a heck of a season. And one of their assistant coaches is going to bring a bunch of the boys over. And we'll talk a little high school basketball from 10 to noon. And, if you show up 10 o'clock, stop over, say hi here, and then get over to Skills USA and watch these high school kids as they are finishing their projects. They got to get done at 2 o'clock today. And Bingo Emmons and the guys over there are doing a great job. Other things, Randy, that people can see when they come through today at 11 o'clock, you can ask Edits call, the 411 on city permits, codes, and more. The city inspector of West Dallas, the building inspector, is going to be here to talk a little bit about pulling permits, getting making sure codes are up to date, and a lot of different things that people like me have questions before they start getting into projects.
Codes are constantly changing as far as within our state. Part of that government affairs committee as far as through NARI as well, and we're seeing paperwork that's coming on a regular basis because at the state level, they're always looking to end up changing what we have to end up doing and how we end up pulling our permits and what needs to be pulled. So
and when, and right? I mean, it's a never-ending battle.
You know? Yeah, and he's going to do a nice job of being able to kind of maybe ease your mind or let you know timing. The nice thing about working with you guys and NARI members is a lot of that you take care of.
I don't know how many people have walked into my booth and asked about the process. And one question that always comes up is, do you
pull the permits?
And we're like, absolutely. We take care of everything. I mean, if the contractor asks the homeowner to pull a permit, you have to ask yourself, as a homeowner, why is he doing that? Why is he not taking care of all of that? And that's all part of the service that we provide in taking care of all of that.
Other things you can get involved with or watch while you're here, Mad Dog and Merrill, the Grilling Buddies, they're here every year. They do a great job, draw a really good crowd, and have a lot of fun doing what they do on the culinary stage. At 1:30, the burger battle by local home chefs.
That's going to be amazing.
Master Chef Sean O'Neill.
Yeah.
He is. He was here last year. He was incredible. I get a chance to, I think, introduce them, and he's going to emcee that burger battle from local home chefs, and that's going to be fun. That'll be at 1:30. At 4 o'clock, make your own macaroons, right? Culinary demo, and this is good. I'm going to just butcher this man's name. Shanoza Sadati is going to be doing that.
Good job. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not even close, I'm sure.
Well, he's not here to tell us that it's right or wrong.
No.
So and when perfect
I,
job,
when
Mike.
I get up on stage, he's going to let me know exactly how that is pronounced. And at 5 o'clock, Nick Kurzer, the construction guru, he's going to talk about remodeling all at once or a little bit at a time. And I think that's probably a discussion that all of us have.
Sure.
Do we want to
get... Absolutely.
Look, when I worked, Randy, with you, did we want to get the siding and the roof done at the same time? Probably not. But when you said, look, here's the reason you should at least consider it, and then we went ahead and did it, I think that was the right move on our part.
Absolutely. I mean, over a long period of time, if you can end up coordinating everything properly, getting it staged so that we can end up doing things in an orderly
right.
manner, whether it's within a one-year time frame, two-year time frame, it just makes sense. And again,
well,
that's where the planning
exactly.
ends up coming
I mean,
up for us.
Quality remodeling is not cheap. To do it right, and we want to have that game plan. A lot of people want, you know, I want to do my kitchen, I want to do my floors, I want to do this and that, and part of our job is to make sure that we're doing it in the proper order so that we don't have to tear apart what we did 6 months ago and redo it to do the next step on their list.
The other thing that is going on today at 3 o'clock, and she draws a really big crowd, is Melinda Meyer. She's the plant doctor. She's going to be talking go vertical with gardening. Yesterday, she was there, and she was talking about a number of different things, but she started at 11 o'clock, and at 1 o'clock, we had something else going on in the presentation spot. She was still there a quarter to one talking to people about their questions, and she draws a big crowd, and rightfully so. She puts on a good presentation, and she is indeed
so knowledgeable.
She's the plant
doctor.
Just
a nice
she's
person.
Nice
just an amazing person. I mean, you have whatever question, she can fix you up.
And she has her books out here. She sells a few books. She autographs a few books, and she always gets a little embarrassed by that. And I tell the story. She comes to WMYX a lot to do some radio stuff. And when I would see her in the lobby, I would be like, I wouldn't say anything. I'd be like, that's the plant. That's Melinda Meyer. So then finally one day I said, hey, I'm Mike McGivern. She goes, I know who you are. Why don't you ever stop and say hi? And now it's like, hey, Melinda, what are you growing?
Because you're shy?
Oh, I don't know. For some reason she was a little I was intimidated. She's the plant doctor. So I have a ball with her, and I love introducing her. And she's, like you guys said, as knowledgeable as there is. She's going to be at the presentation spot today at 3 o'clock, and go over there and make sure you sit, take a listen to the things she's talking about. Again, go vertical with gardening. The other stuff that's going on tomorrow, and I know you guys are joining me at 10 o'clock for the yoga, visit the park for yoga.
I'm getting warmed up right here.
I see that because you're standing, and I know that, John, you understand.
You don't want to see this guy in tights.
John, don't be wearing tights, pal. Don't do it. But at 10 o'clock tomorrow when the doors open up, Maria Coakley, owner of Yoga for All, is going to be doing a presentation. Donations to participate are accepted. Proceeds are going to Team Phoenix. And we've been involved last couple of years with Team Phoenix. And look, if the story is phenomenal, there's a doctor that got involved with women that were cancer survivors and said, look, I'm going to start this thing where I want to get you guys back when you're ready, get healthy again. And I don't care to be able to do like a mini marathon. So she said, look, I've had women that, you know, the first time we would walk together a half a mile. And now they're doing this where it's a triathlon. They're swimming and they're biking and they're running. And Team Phoenix, and this was, she's a doctor that's here, but she grew up in California. And I said, your parents must be so proud. And she said, well, I grew up in a house that it was kind of mandatory. I was going to be a doctor because they're all doctors. She said, I don't know how much they know about this Team Phoenix thing, but I have to tell you that I'm shocked at the response that I've gotten. But the dollars that we donate to them go to, you know, to get bikes or to get equipment or all of that, so that these women can, all they have to do is think about getting healthy, and really proud that we continue to be a partner with them. So if you want to come and get involved with the yoga thing, I think Randy might be the only one of the three that is thinking
actually
about
was
doing
at
it.
That Team Phoenix checked presentation, and
that was huge.
That was amazing to end up seeing, and the appreciation that through that association was
I have never cried on the Nary Home Improvement Show. except for that show.
When
she was in, yeah. And the passion that she has to helping these women, and again, she meets them right where they're at. It's not like, okay, I want to be part of Team Phoenix, so I have to work out 6 months to get to maybe be part of it. She meets you right where you're at. And she's like, look, if it's walking together the first time a half mile, I'm there with you. Let's go. When she talked about that first year that they got done and these women that came together as a team that didn't know each other and finished together and the emotion with the family and these women, and she just started crying, which made me start crying. It was just I had to go to a break because, you know, you never want to, you don't want to cry on air. Can't do that.
Such an old song.
Yeah, well, that you know what? That one got me a little bit.
Sure.
And rightfully so. So that's going on tomorrow. And a number of things tomorrow as well. There is I think the drinks for brunch or something going on,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah,
at
the
noon.
Brunch-inspired cocktails. I can tell you this, that the front office girls at Nary, I get way better looking about 12:30 tomorrow. They start doing those cocktails for brunch. That's on at noon tomorrow.
I personally actually know the owner of that, and we utilized him as far as for our 50th anniversary party.
Tom Gabert from Pour Inc.
Right.
Yep.
Pour Inc. actually had customized a drink for us for our 50th anniversary.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that we had
so
an all-right drink.
Oh, yeah.
I'm almost afraid that's what was in it.
Tequila done all right, baby.
Remember the Wapatuli parties? That's when maybe I'm outdating myself.
No, they're still going on. I was talking to my son who's in college. And
oh, sure.
Yep. Same thing,
they
man.
Pour what you got and we'll drink it.
Exactly.
But they are so creative. And the stuff that they end up making, I got to admit, kind of delicious.
That's at noon tomorrow. At 5 o'clock, Nick is going to talk about should I remodel all at once or one at a time. 11 o'clock on Sunday, sustainable choices for your home. And we're going to talk to some people from Green Willow Homestead that are going to talk a little bit about that. And people certainly are more interested in that part of their home and how they can do that. 1 o'clock, Guess the Price game show. That was fun yesterday. You're going to be back with me today on that, right?
Absolutely.
Boy, that project, and I saw it, the one you're going to talk about today,
yeah.
Award winner.
Thank you very
much.
We appreciate that.
Beautiful
and
project.
The end result really was nice. The before and after pictures, just very wow effect to it.
Yeah, it really is. It's a house on a lake that, man, the views, and you did a nice job with
trying
that.
To get the homeowner to actually be there to discuss that project a little more with us as well.
You know, I have fun with it because I get to kind of emcee it, and then I get off to the side. But then I'm watching as you're talking about it, and people get a little nervous to ask questions, so I just start asking questions, and then they start kind of getting involved in it, and it's good.
Oh, we want the people that are at the show to get involved and ask questions about this, so we can talk to them about different projects and different things that are going on.
Here's the thing. As far as with that thing and how that has evolved, it's because we all know as contractors the number one question homeowners always end up asking is, how much is this going to cost?
Right.
And to end up getting an idea from a project that has gone from start to completion, we end up discussing what that price ends up being, and that way you've got a better handle on how much project could end up
being.
So.
What was interesting yesterday is both the project you presented yesterday, different than the one that you're going to do today, but both people were under. They were both under the price.
No, they were both over.
They were both over.
They were
You're
both.
Right. Your
and
number
not
was your
a
number.
Small
your
amount.
Number was over.
Correct.
The one gal, in fact, her husband, and I don't think you knew this, her husband is the guy that goes out and does estimates.
Yeah.
And she was $35,000 above.
Over. Correct.
And the other gal was $15,000 above.
Right.
And you were under. That's what I was trying to. As a
it's
communication
okay. I understand.
Guy,
you can't talk.
No, really? I'm a wordsmith, pal. Well, I'm a straight up
and
wordsmith.
And that's one, you know, one of the biggest things people watch HGTV and, you know, are not given a realistic cost analysis.
Or time frame analysis.
Or time frame. We can't come into your house and remodel it. Well, we can do it in a week, but if you're willing to pay for it, you know. But so many of those programs are not very realistic. And to come out here and talk about a project or a series of different projects and find out about the time frame, how long it's going to take to produce this and how much it's going to cost, it's very educational for the homeowners.
Hey, guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll wrap this up. And, again, we're at State Fair Park. On deck, my U Sports Show, we're going to talk to the head football coach at West Dallas Hale. He is Evan Rosa. He's got a couple of players with him, along with the agent, the Allstate Insurance agent here in West Dallas. Those guys make my job pretty easy because they sponsor the U Sports Show. And Caleb Windmeyer and his sons are here. And we're going to talk to Caleb the 9 to 10 o'clock hour. On the other side of the break, we will continue talking about this show that we're at, live at State Fair Park. It is the Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Randy Miller. He is an air guitar specialist, owner of All Right Home Remodeling. Sam, back at the studio, you're getting this guy playing the air guitar with every bumper song. Owner of All Right Home Remodeling, S&E Insulation. He's got no rhythm, but he can do that whole guitar thing. John Namy, owner of Namy Construction, is joining us as well. We're just having fun because Randy is very entertaining.
He is very entertaining.
He is an entertaining
never
man.
A dull moment.
Well, at least this time I'll be on the mic.
Yeah.
While you guys are giving me a hard time.
Well, you know what? You have no comeback. Two days from now, he'll call us and say, remember when you said this? And then he'll give us a shot.
That's right.
But he can air guitar with the best of
them.
Is
that my M.O.?
That's what we say behind your back, just so you know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, talk about a couple of things that stood out for you in the show that if people that are coming out, doors open at 10 o'clock, that you would recommend they make sure that they see before they go.
Well, I mean, to start off, there's 15 aisles that are in this place,
right,
of all different styles, designs, uniqueness here and there. A couple of things that stood out to me is the Tesla wall. I thought that was very impressive.
Yeah.
And to take a look at it actually on display there was kind of neat to end up seeing what the whole thing entails and all of that. But to me, the one major standout as well is Ironwood had put together through their CNC machine a dinosaur from a plywood. One sheet of plywood.
Really?
Did this whole project, and they've got that at the top end of their booth, which is kind of neat and different, and just to end up showing how far you can end up going. He said he can get that thing done in like 2 hours.
Really?
For that display.
Wow.
Things have changed.
Things have changed.
You guys got to keep up with all that. John, for you, you would recommend a couple of things that people see when they're here. I would assume that one of them is what you sponsor because you're really
absolutely
proud of it.
Yeah, I mean, when you come in and you look at the Student Design Center, and that's the reason we sponsor it. I mean, because these kids are so creative and they come in, and every year it's like, wow. You know, we give them a theme. This year it's bringing the outdoors inside.
Okay.
You know, and to see what they come up with and the creativity of this, it's just phenomenal to see what these design students come up with.
And that's right in the middle, 500 and 600, right in the middle is where you can see that, and that's where we are in front of that display. And again, we'll be live on the air till noon, so stop by and say hello. Anything else that you would recommend?
Well, just the whole show in general. I mean, when we put the show together, it's not only remodelers, but it's roofers and siders and heating guys and
saunas and
the whole nine yards.
And
you
windows.
Know, and, you know, whatever you need for your home, it's here. And the displays, you know, I was looking at some of the countertop people, you know, Cambria's here and Hallquist Stone's here, and they roll in full-size slabs of granite and stone so that you can see. And, you know, with the natural stone products, every slab is different. And, you know, it's all different. The graining is different. The movement. And it's just phenomenal to see all this.
You know, for me, between – you know, doing the stuff on the culinary stage and the presentation spot and the PA mentions, I'll walk around. and I'll talk to guys that haven't been on the Nary Show and just introduce myself. And Allison, will be, her and I will be doing more of that on Sunday from the Nary office. But I did some of that yesterday, and I said, hey, look, can I ask why haven't you been in? And a lot of them have been like, I don't know if – I'd be a little nervous to do radio. I'm like, guys, we're going to spend an hour highlighting, promoting, celebrating your company, and then talking to people why they should make that call, why they should call you and get on your calendar. And it's interesting because they're like, ah. And I said, have you sat in a restaurant or a bar and talked about your business for an hour? They go, yeah. I go, there's not going to be beer there, but we'll do that. Come in 8 to 9. And so I think we made some headway with some companies that have not been on the show. And I just think I love having new companies come in so we can talk
just
about
send
it.
Them to me. I mean, I'll end up letting them know how easy you end up making
it. Oh,
I mean, look,
phenomenal.
If you can take a guy who is shy as can be like John, to end up being able to speak out on a radio, you can do that for anybody.
John Namath?
Or Bingo.
Yeah.
Those two guys.
One of the shows I did with you, Mike, I don't know if you remember, Michelle from the Nary office, first time doing the show, she had been working for Nary for like 2 months.
Right.
And they said, go and do the show. And I was talking to her before we went on air, and she's like, well, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I says, Michelle, take a deep breath. You get in there. Talking with Mike, he makes it so easy to come on there. And, I mean, you're going to have an enjoyable time. It's the fastest hour of your life. You're going to go in there.
Thank you for
talk.
That.
You make it so easy.
My favorite is Zach Emmons. And I hope that he's not going to be mad at me for saying this. But he was so nervous the first time. He was really nervous, and he was very well prepared. He had a lot of sheets and what he was going to say, and his hands were shaking just a little bit because he'd never done this before.
Right.
And one question I asked him, he said, well, Mike, that's a great question. And he went to answer it, and some papers fell, and he just kind of looked, and we moved on. And when we got done, I thought, oh, man. He goes, hey, I can't wait to get in there next time. I'll be much better. Now he shows, like, you know, 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
He puts his feet up. He's like, hey, Mikey, what's going on? And I love it. And he is fully comfortable. So the companies that have not been on this show, and I'm going to come meet you or you come meet me, let's talk about getting on the calendar. I have the calendar. We have some open dates. And then there's a couple of pockets where we're booked, but we have some open dates. And you guys would recommend come and try it.
Mm-hmm.
Come and give it a shot, and we
absolutely
will promote it.
You know, come in there, promote your business, promote Nary. You know, and if they're concerned, have them stop down at my booth or Randy's booth and talk to us about it. And, you know, with us now, I didn't bring any papers.
No, you didn't.
It's like Randy didn't bring any papers. We, you know,
I have this my papers, though.
You have your paper. Well, you have specific things that you have to get on there and talk about, you know, and we're just here promoting the home show, promoting Nary, promoting the good things that Nary Milwaukee does. You know, it's phenomenal.
Hey, boys, before we get out, and we've only got a couple of minutes, but we have to give kudos to the front office. Diane and Michelle and Lori and Allison.
Absolutely.
This thing runs. Look, there are some things behind the scenes.
A lot behind the scenes.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That happened that they just yesterday were in the office, and as always, Lori's ripping me for something, and Michelle's laughing, and they get a call that somebody fainted in one of the booths, a customer.
Right by mine.
Right. And, you know, they went into action. They sprung into, hey, let's call, boom, 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 and off they went. And Lori, when she came back, knew exactly where she was when she was ripping me a half hour before. She never missed a beat.
She picked up the ball.
Right up and said, yep, that person's fine, no problem. Now let's get back to you, pal.
There's a theme of you getting ripped. But anyway,
behind
the scenes.
Everybody loves abuse, Mike.
Yeah.
The things that end up going on behind the scenes that people aren't aware of. It takes a lot in order to put a show on of this size.
100%.
I know all three of us are obviously on the committee, and John, you're obviously the chairman.
I'm the chairman, but I refer to Michelle, the woman who knows what's going on, you know, to tell me what's going on.
But I tell you what, you were a chairman for a long time. You're the chairman now. You guys do a great job. And we'll have a meeting on Wednesday. I mean, we're, it's not like we wait a month and go, okay, how did the show go? We come together again on Wednesday and say, okay, let's recap. What was good? What was bad? What can we change? Now let's talk about the fall show.
Right. So now it's how amazing. Can we tweak it so that it's going to end up being new, fresh, different going forward?
Yep. Absolutely.
Hey, guys,
and
thank
that's
you.
That's so important.
Thanks for stopping, and thanks for doing this, and I appreciate all the knowledge. You guys come out 10 o'clock. The show's open. Speaking to Michelle Brock.
There she is, the woman who knows what's going on.
Notice she waited until 1 minute we had left in the show to come over here and say hello.
And
she does
to
not...
bring you what you forgot yesterday sitting
yesterday.
On the desk. Right.
She his knew, bottle of bourbon.
If she came, oh, yeah. If she came at quarter two, I would have slapped a headset on. She's Michelle Brown. Does a great job. We just talked about her.
Right. Awesome. We couldn't do it without you, Michelle.
Could not do it without her. And tell Lori to quit ripping on me so much.
That'll never happen.
That's great, guys. Thanks a lot. 10 o'clock, the doors open up at State Fair Park. Other side of the break, we're going to talk about youth football with Evan Rosa and a couple of football players from West Dallas Hale. And we'll do that on the other side. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.